breaking news.
High school football are over and the playoffs have just begun. As the playoff pairings were announced this morning by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, a lot of local teams are in it. Welcome to this special bulletin on WCRSFM.org. I am Brian Curtis, and through seven divisions, 224 schools across the great state of Ohio will continue on through the second season, which begins on Friday and will end the first weekend of December at Ohio Stadium when seven state champions are crowned. That's right, seven. One for each division. And for all those high school students who play football, all that hard work that began with the two-a-days in July, it could pay off with a state title in early December. And we're going to start first. We're going to start with the local teams. And we're going to start our way up from Division 7 all the way up to Division 1. And the Central Ohio area, the WCRS listening area in Division 7, is in Region 27. And we got three teams in Central Ohio representing in Division 7. The number 8 seed is Bishop Rosecrans from Zanesville. They'll be traveling to top seed Waterford. Again, divisions... Oh, we should start by saying Divisions 1, 2, 4, and 6 are on Fridays. One of those state championship games will be played on Thursday, December 1st out of those four. They'll draw straws. I don't know who will win. I mean lose, but Divisions 3, 5, and 7 are on Saturday. So these Region 27 games will be played on Saturdays throughout the playoffs. So Saturday at Waterford High School in Waterford, Ohio, Zanesville Bishop Rosecrans will travel to Waterford. 7 seed Harvest Prep from Canal Winchester off Gender Road. They're traveling to Shadyside, which is by the river. They're the 2nd seed. And Danville, which is up near Mount Vernon in Knox County, they're traveling to unbeaten Scioto-ville Community School, the number 3 seed in Division 7, in Region 27. In Division 6, we got representation from the area in the listening area. In Region 23, Division 6, these games will be played on Fridays throughout the playoffs. Number 8 seed from the West Side. The West Side has 3 teams in the playoffs. I think that's the first time that's ever happened. And the Silver Knights from Bishop Reedy at 7-3. They'll be traveling to play River High School, who is unbeaten at 9-0. And the number 5 seed from Newark, perennial state champions in the 80s, the Green Wave from Newark Catholic at 6-4, will be traveling to Bel Air, who is also 6-4. From the Delaware Knox County line, the center of Ohio, 7 seed is Centerburg, the Trojans at 8-2 from the Mid-Ohio Athletic Conference. They'll be traveling to Beverly to play undefeated Fort Fry, the 2nd seed, at 10-0. And you can see all these brackets at OHSAA.org for all 28 regions. And again, Division 6, those games will be played on Fridays throughout the playoffs. In Division 5, Divisions 1, 4, and 5, there are multiple regions because they are split. Some counties are in one region, some are in another, are in both Divisions 1, 4, and 5 in the WCRS Central Ohio area. And in Region 19 in Division 5, we have the Lions from Liberty Union in Baltimore, which is just east of Pickerington in Fairfield County, 7-3 from the Mid-State League. They are traveling to play undefeated Garraway. This game will be played on Saturday. And then also Saturday, Chillicothe Zane Trace at 8-2. They'll be traveling to play Nelsonville York. The Buckeyes, also 8-2. That game will be played on Saturday as well. And in Region 18, which Columbus is in, Region 18, Franklin County, the Vikings of Columbus Academy at 8-2, tied for second in the Mid-State League Ohio Division, will be traveling all the way up to Northwest Ohio to the Sandusky area to play Milan Edison. The Chargers are 9-1. Vikings are the 6th seed, Chargers the 3 seed in that one. Division 4, there are 3 regions representing. You got Chillicothe, which is in Region 16, Columbus in Region 14, Columbus, Madison County, Delaware County in 14, and in 15 you got Licking County and Fairfield County. Region 16, you have Chillicothe Unioto, short for Union Scioto. They're the 8 seed at 8-2. They'll be traveling down to Cincinnati to play the Cowboys from Wyoming High School. In Region 15, the game of the Licking County League, the game of the week last week, Heath beat out Johnstown. Both teams were undefeated, and they're both in Region 15. Heath is the overall top seed. They'll be hosting Philo from Muskingum County on Friday, and Johnstown at 9-1. The Johnnies will be hosting Cambridge High School. Johnstown's the number 3 seed. Last year's state runners-up, the Big Red from Steubenville, they'll be hosting Indian Creek. And then from the Mid-State League, the Bulldogs from Bloom Carroll, which is in northwest Fairfield County, just outside Canal Winchester. It includes Lithopolis. They'll be traveling to Shelby on Friday. And speaking of Division 4, last year's state champions, the defending state champs in D4, the Hawks of Bishop Hartley, 7-2 officially, but they won a game Friday against the club team, which does not count in the OHSAA standings. They'll be traveling to Plain City to play the Pioneers of Jonathan Alder, who are in the Mid-Ohio Athletic Conference, and River Valley, the Vikings, at 7-3, they're the 6th seed, will be traveling up to Logan County to play Indian Lake, who is undefeated, the number 3 seed. Jonathan Alder is the number 4 seed. Bishop Hartley is the number 5 seed in Region 14. In Division 3, these games will be played on Saturday, and this is Region 11, which most of the Columbus area is in Region 11, and 6 of the 8 schools are in Franklin County. Top seed, 10-0, Central Catholic League champions, the Stallions of St. Francis de Sales, will be hosting Thornville Sheridan from Perry County at 8-2. Number 2 seed is the Lions from Bexley, 10-0, Mid-State League Ohio champions. They'll be hosting their rivals, the Rams from Whitehall, in a rematch of the Battle of Main Street. Bexley beat Whitehall back in September, so this will be a rematch. The Rams looking for an upset revenge. Bexley has never won a playoff game in school history. Lions looking to get over that heap. Why not get it against their rivals? And this is, again, one of the many regular season rivalries that we've now seen in the postseason. Seeing Hilliard-Davidson and Upper Arlington play each other in the playoffs. Dublin-Kaufman and Dublin-Scioto. Dublin-Scioto, Worthington-Kilbourne, Bishop Watterson and DeSales have played each other twice in a season before. So this is nothing new. The number 3 seed, the Rangers from Hamilton Township down in Obetz at 8-2. They'll be hosting the Cavaliers from Chillicothe at 8-2. And yes, WCRS does have listeners down in Ross County, especially in Chillicothe. What's up, Chillicothe? Because Chillicothe has 3 teams in the playoffs. And finally, in Region 11, this is the official, unofficial, the de facto City League Championship game, Columbus City League Championship game. You got the South Champions, number 4 seed, the Warriors from Eastmore Academy at 8-2. winners of the City League South Division. They'll be playing host to the Cougars from Beechcroft, 9-1 City League North champions, the best of Columbus City schools, Saturday night on Wyand Avenue on the east side, City League, quotation marks, championship, but it's a playoff game. The bad news is the winner will have to play the Sales in week 12. That's Division 3. Those games, again, will be played on Saturday throughout the playoffs. And in Division 2, Region 7 is where the Columbus area is represented. Youngstown area is in Region 7, apparently. And the number one seed is Perry High School from Massillon at 8-2. They'll be hosting Uniontown Lake, 6-4, 8 seed. The number two seed, the Tigers. The Tigers from Massillon Washington High School, better yet known as just the Massillon Tigers. Rich storied history in the state of Ohio football. All the names, Paul Brown, Chris Spielman. They'll be hosting the Irish from Dublin Scioto High School. Tigers, number two seed. Irish, number seven seed. Division two, these games will be played on Fridays throughout the playoffs. At number three seed, the Eagles from New Albany High School, winners of the OCC Capital Division, 7-3. They'll be hosting a team who, in their 108 years of existence, 108 years, will be making the postseason for the very first time. The pride and joy of the Hilltop, the Cowboys of West High School, 9-1, runners-up in the City League South Division. The story, one of the stories of the year in high school football. West High School, one of the big stories, 9-1, number six seed. And rounding it out, keeping it on the west side, the other story of the year on the west side, the Falcons of Franklin Heights, 9-1, runners-up in the OCC Capital Division. They lost to New Albany in Week 9. They'll be hosting Licking Heights from Pataskala at 8-2. The Hornets from Licking Heights hail from the Licking County League in the Large Division. And Franklin Heights made the playoffs for the first time since 1989. A lot has changed since then. Lots of things have happened in the last 27 years, and the Falcons surprised even all of us again. In Region 7, these games will be played on Friday. Last, but certainly not least, Division 1. Division 1 is split in the middle because when it was just two regions in Division 1, parts of our area were split. You got the northern half and one, the southern half and two. But then school started to complain. They didn't want to travel 3 hours to play each other. For example, if you lived in Toledo, you'd have to travel 3 hours to play a game that's in Powell. If you lived in Cleveland, you'd have to travel 3 hours to play a game in Westerville. And if you lived in Westerville, you'd have to travel 3 hours to play a playoff game in Youngstown. If you lived in Upper Arlington, you had to travel 2 hours to play a playoff game in Dayton. And if you lived in Cincinnati, you definitely were not going to travel 3 hours. Yes. 3 hours to play a playoff game in Lancaster. But still might have to in the Final Four. So they split it up. So Region 1 is basically all the Cleveland area. Akron, Canton, Youngstown. Region 2 is basically the western part of Cleveland. You got Toledo, Northwest Ohio, and then you got Delaware County, Marysville, Newark, and Westerville, and Union County, Dublin, Jerome. And then Region 3 is Franklin County, except for Westerville South, obviously. Fairfield County, eastern part of Dayton, like parts of eastern part of Montgomery County. And then Springfield, and then Region 4 is like Dayton, Cincinnati area. And so we're going to start with Region 3, the top seed with 9 wins, no losses, and a tie. Huber Heights Wayne, the alma mater of former Ohio quarterback turned Houston Texans receiver Braxton Miller, And they'll be hosting the Golden Gaels of Lancaster, 6-4, coming off a big, huge win on Friday night against Reynoldsburg to clinch the 8th and final seed in Region 3. And the number 4-5 matchup is another one of these rivalries. We talked about Bexley-Whitehall in Division 3. Kaufman versus Davidson, which ended a few weeks ago with a 7-6 tilt in favor of the Wildcats. And again, this will be played at Dublin Kaufman, number 4 seed Dublin Kaufman, and number 5 seed Hilliard Davidson. The Shamrocks will be without the services of their head coach, Mark Crabtree, who is suspended for the first 2 games of the playoffs, should they win, for unauthorized recruiting of a middle school student, a non-student, however, that is, by the OHSAA, and the football program at Kaufman has been placed on probation through June of 2018. Number 2 seed, making their first ever playoff appearance. They've only been around for 8 years, not 108 like West. The Jaguars from Hilliard Bradley. They'll be hosting the Panthers from Pickerington North High School, number 7 seed, 7-3. Jaguars, 9-1. Kaufman and Davidson are both 8-2. And the number 3 seed, keeping it in Pickerington, the Tigers from Pickerington Central, a 9-1 OCC Ohio Division champions against Springfield High, 7-3, number 6 seed. Davidson, by the way, won the OCC Central Division. That's Region 3. And finally, Region 2. And these games will be played on Friday, and this is the first time in years that Division 1 football is on a Friday night. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and is it a good thing? And the number 1-8 matchup is another rematch, another rivalry rematch. And the number 8 seed, the Pioneers at 6-4 from Olentangy Orange High School from Polaris, will be making the trip up Powell Road to play the OCC Buckeye Division champions, undefeated, 10-0, the Patriots of Olentangy Liberty. The number 2 seed are the Celtics from Dublin Jerome High School. In fact, all 3 Dublin schools are in the playoffs. Who knew that? All 3 Olentangy schools are in. We're talking a little bit about that in just a moment. Spoiler alert. All 3 Dublin schools are in. Both Pickerington schools are in. 2 of the 3 Hilliard schools are in. But anyway, Jerome Celtics at 9-1 will be hosting Findlay High School, number 7 seed, 7-3. And the Braves from Olentangy High School in Lewis Center, 7-3, number 6 seed. They'll be traveling all the way up to Lorain at 8-2. And the other match is number 5 seed Medina at 8-2, traveling to Toledo to play Whitmer High School, also at 8-2, Division 1, Region 2. These games will be played on Friday, indeed. And for years they've been played on Saturday, but, you know, the High School Athletic Association said, you know, maybe we should get the bigger schools should get more play on Friday nights. So schools like said, yeah, Friday night seems better. And so they made the decision to move Division 1 from Saturday to Friday. So again, here is the schedule. Today, final computer points were posted. Playoff qualifiers and pairings were announced. That happened this morning. Round 1, Friday, Saturday. Round 2 is November 11th and 12th. And after this weekend, the regional semifinals, which are not this upcoming weekend, but the following weekend, then the regional finals, November 18th and 19th, and the state semifinals, November 25th and 26th. So weeks 12, 13, and 14, all those games will be played at neutral sites. Leading up to the state championships on December 1st, which will be one game. It'll be either Division 1, 2, 4, or 6. They'll draw straws. The loser will be playing on Thursday night. December 2nd, again, divisions 1, 2, 4, or 6, 3 of the 4 will play. And then on December 3rd, the state championships for divisions 3, 5, and 7, all at Ohio Stadium. Because we all know Ohio State won't be playing at Ohio Stadium. They won't be playing at all that weekend! Fingers crossed. They won't be playing at all until January 2nd. So, that's that. And so, and while we talked about who got in, we can't forget who did not make the cut. And of the 700 plus schools, some of them were just shy of making the playoffs. And we're going to start in, again, we're going to start with these regions, that with teams in the area and Division 1. In Region 2, Westerville Central finished 10th and Newark 11th. Toledo Start was 9th and Elyria was 12th. In Region 3, Upper Arlington was 9th, losing a heartbreaker Friday night to Dublin Kaufman, where the Shamrocks came from behind to score 27 unanswered points to beat the Golden Bears of Upper Arlington. Number 10 was Reynoldsburg, 11 Hilliard Darby, and then 12th Gahanna Lincoln. And Upper Arlington was 8-2. There are a lot of 8-2 schools across the state that did not make the playoffs, which is common, but it goes to show, who did you play? Who did you beat? And yeah, there are a lot of them, and we're going to go down to Division 2. We even have a 9-1 that missed the playoffs from Dresden, which is near Zanesville in Muskingum County. The Tri-Valley Scotties, 9-1, missed the playoffs. They finished 9th in their computer region. Worcester finished 10th, 8-2. Worthington-Kilbourne, 11th at 5-5. And Mansfield, the Tigers, with a Y, 12th. And that one is packed. That is packed. Because behind Mansfield, you have Northland, Groveport, Walnut Ridge, 13, 14, 15, all 6-4. And it goes to show, who did you beat? Who did you beat? And yes, a 9-1 team can miss the playoffs. It's happened before. The first year that the playoffs were expanded to 8 teams, New Albany at 9-1 in 1999, missed the playoffs. 2007, Eastmore at 9-1, missed the playoffs, but they would rebound to go to the state championship in 2008. Granville, in a few years ago, 9-1, missed the playoffs. It's been a while since a 10-0 team has missed the playoffs, and that was Newcomerstown in 2001. And they were 10-0. Division 3, Athens 9th, Granville 10th. And yeah, Jackson at 11, Marietta 12. And again, stacked in Region 11. You have Whetstone after that, then Independence, both 5-5. But yeah, even 5-5 teams can make the playoffs. Case in point, in Region 4, you got St. Xavier at 5-5. They're the 5th seed because they play brutal schedules. These Catholic schools, they play brutal schedules like DeSales, like Hartley, like St. X in Cincinnati, St. Ignatius in Cleveland, St. Edwards in Cleveland. They play top-notch competitive schedules. And when you have like teams like West at 9-1, they play teams all in the City League, 9-1, first team outside of the City League for the Cowboys, New Albany, Friday night, and then Division 4, Region 15, Amanda Clear Creek, 9th, Licking Valley, 10th, and Region 23 in Division 6, Cardington, Lincoln, and Morrow County finished 9th. They won big. But that was not enough to get them into the playoffs. Not enough. Grandview 12th after their heartbreaking loss to undefeated Bexley. And yeah, for more on the final rankings, go to OHSAA.org ohsaa.org. For more, go to ohsaa.org, and good luck to all 224 schools that are in the playoffs. Again, you can look at all the brackets on the OHSAA website, all 28 of them, from Region 1, all the big schools up in Cleveland to Region 28, all the little schools in Southwest Ohio. No bracket is out of bounds. And with that said, this has been the High School Football Preview Show, Playoff Preview Edition, on WCRSFM.org.